This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2B2 podcast. Daddy, Dave,
and Steve
are awesome.
You want to have to go through it, the whole thing, and have some experience.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's actually sounding really, really good, and it's got a good register right now, too. So I already hit record because that's how we roll. So like, I was just like, why
rolling,
not?
Rolling, keep the recorder rolling.
Always keep on rolling, 2BT.
Dude, I just found a station called MeTV.
Oh, really?
You know, the high end of the between the 200s and the 300s. You might not have that on Dish Network. A news station started at like 200 with CNN, and then you go through all the others, MSNBC and that other Fox and, you know, different news things. And then it gets into the weird stuff, like the Knife Channel show that sells knives all the time. And there's a Recipe TV. And then there's MeTV, and they had Gilligan's Island, The Love Boat, you know, Big Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Night Gallery, all those old shows.
Oh, wow. Like,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
I love all of these shows.
Right, dude? Like you hooked me in whenever you said Gilligan's Island, just saying, like, that was when I was kind of disappointed that I didn't find on Hulu not too long ago, whenever I was looking at all the, like, you know, the gold, whenever I stumbled across the TV gold that Hulu had with all those old TV shows. And that was one of them that they didn't have, was Gilligan's Island. And as soon as you said Gilligan's Island, I was like, oh man, yeah. Now all they need is Gomer Pal USMC, and I'm sold, man. But I don't have Dish. Yeah, so yeah, I don't have Dish. So Dish is, I'm missing Dish. I just have regular cable. It's Suddenlink or Sudden Crap, I guess it should say. Like,
oh
yeah.
Better than what I got.
Possible.
Better than what I have.
Better internet, but not better. Well, I don't know. It's probably cheaper than Dish. I don't know. I had DirecTV at one point in time, and I had to get rid of it because it was killing me, man. Like, they totally rooked me. I mean, that's all that there is to it. They rooked me good. I called them up, and I was thinking about signing up, and then I asked them about it, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, you know, you're going to pay this much a month. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's taxes and everything. Like, I wanted to know what the final bill was going to be. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's it, period. Like, it was under 100 bucks. And I get my first.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It didn't stay like that.
Oh, no. I get my first bill, and my first bill was like almost $300. And I called them up, like, throwing a fit and a half because I had this special from work or whatever. So I called them up throwing a fit and a half, dude, just like hitting the wall, you know? And I told them, I was like, dude, this is crap. Like, I had under, you know, the salesperson, the person that I talked to, whatever you want to call them, the representative, the person that I talked to told me I was going to pay X amount of dollars per month. And it was underneath $100 a month because that was the whole point of it. I wanted to save money on cable and internet and not have to worry about it. And they're like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, that's cheaper than what I have right now. And all I have is just direct internet. But then I had like unlimited, you know, downloads. So yeah, and then I was stuck for 2 years with DirecTV. And so finally, like, I called them. I marked it down the date that I signed up. And then I called 2 years from the day that I signed up. And I was like, okay, I want to cancel my account. And the lady was like, oh, well, sir, you have to be signed up for 2 years. I said, I know. If you check the date, and she looked at it and she goes, oh, wow, you're pretty Johnny on the spot with that, aren't you? I was like, yeah. I go, that's how much I dislike my service with y'all. She goes, so there's no way in talking you into re-up. And I was like, no, not at all. There's no way in hell that you can talk me back into signing back up with you guys. Like, I enjoyed the service, but whenever you rooked me in by telling me the wrong amount to begin with and lied to me, flat out lied to me, that's bad business. And I'm not going to do business with a company that does that. And like, she was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, that's fine. You know, it's not you. It's the company you work for. I'm not trying to take it out on you. And I don't mean to, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had experiences like that. with being told certain things. And then, and it's, you know, you get heated up and you're dealing with the person that's doing customer service, and it's hard not to be aggressive towards them, but you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you can't do that. You can't take it out on them.
And that's why I'm glad I don't work in customer service, man, because like you can't help but not lose your temper at times. Like it's going to happen at some point in time. You're going to lose your temper and you're probably going to yell at somebody. And even though it's not really that person's fault, they're following the company's policy. And then again, it might be their fault because they could just be being a jerk. But
yeah,
you know, it just sucks all around. That's the reason why, like I said, I'm really glad I'm not in customer service. I couldn't do that job. I'd wind up coming unglued and just throwing a fit.
It's a rough, any kind of business, you know, cause I have a lot of sales experience and just dealing with the public in general, it does grind you down because there's lots of people out there that just don't know how to be considerate. And it's like you said, you come in mad about something.
Oh yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're the face for the company and they just want to destroy you. You know, it's hard. I did it for a long time. And finally I just couldn't on both sides of the company. One company I worked for made you basically by the end of my service with them. I looked at every single person walking into the store as a potential thief.
Yeah.
Because the loss prevention was so important. And basically got really good at picking up people that were like, you know, people would come in with strollers and stick stuff under their baby's diapers to walk out of the store with.
Oh, yeah.
People, you know, stealing stuff, but just picking it off the shelf and walking in, returning it, you know, expensive art books that go for $50. They just grab them off the shelf and return them. And the company I worked for had such a lenient return policy that a lot of people got away with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you see that? See that thing? I think it's in San Antonio. I think it's in San Antonio where somebody walked into the San Antonio Aquarium and stole a shark. They like put it.
What?
They put it in like a baby stroller. They had like a little tank and like a baby stroller. They put it in the tank and the baby stroller and then walked out with it.
How big of a shark was it? That'd be tiny.
Yeah, it wasn't like Jaws size or anything big like that. But
yeah, they could have just dropped it down their pants.
Yeah. Well, it was like a pretty decent size. It looked like it was about like maybe like a foot long, maybe a foot and a half or something.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I wouldn't want the stupid thing, but like, I would want the stupid thing, but I don't want to have to feed it and take care of it. And like, I don't know. I've never done fish tank stuff, but I hear that saltwater fish is a pain in the butt to try to take care of.
Oh yeah. You got to keep it, the water balance, I'm sure, just right.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Oh, hey, let's, so before I forget, hey, everybody, welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
Yeah. Okay. So it might sound a little bit different. You might have heard it at the beginning of the show. We're doing a little bit different thing. Michael can't be here this week, so he is recording remotely with me, and we usually do it a different way, but I'm just trying something out. A little bit of Southern engineering, if you call it, or something like that. This little,
because we want to do interviews.
We would like to. Exactly. We want to do interviews one day, and I've been trying to work out a way of recording Skype or recording Google Hangouts or whatever the Google thing is that you do, where you, like what me and Mike are using right now. I can't think of what it's called. You know, just recording like that. So it's, this is kind of like a little test run. So if it sounds like crap, I'm sorry. You can blame it all on Michael.
And I'll just blame it on Steve.
Yeah. And then Steve is going to be the end because Steve is not here this week. He is taking a little getaway with his sweet lady. whoa.
And he's earned his own new nickname, the filter.
Yeah.
We filter all things we're scared of looking at through him to make sure we're okay.
Exactly.
So, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Steve is the filter. Mike's the lingua. And I'm the anchor. So
the anchor.
Yeah. There we go.
Anchor, yeah.
The anchor. And this also could possibly help out if, you know, with the whole celebration thing. If you guys wind up not being able to go, this could also help out with the celebration bit too. So.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping to get to go, but you know.
Yeah, I've still got my fingers crossed and stuff.
That far in the future, it's hard to know to really plan.
Yeah. Well, and the biggest thing now is like, I know like the passes too, the passes keep are, you know, I think there's still passes left for Friday. I think I think there's passes left, single day passes for Thursday and Friday. Saturday is sold out, and I think there's some for Sunday, and I'm not sure about Monday.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there's always the hope and pray and keep our fingers crossed for press passes, which I think we can sign up for those in October. Is that what it was? I know I looked it up.
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. I know I looked it up, and I think it might have been October. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at that after we're done here and find out. We had a little birthday get together this afternoon because my family. I kind of did the math too. I was like, so my family likes having more than just dinner at Thanksgiving. All right.
Because, oh, okay.
That might have to get cut out.
No, I want to let your dad hear that. Okay. Big day. Big day.
Right. It's like, hey, you know, you raised them. You have kids in late August. Guess what time that means? You know, I'm just saying. Anyways, you know, my dad's birthday is on the 29th. My sister's birthday is the 26th, and she's got a son whose birthday is on the 27th. So there's like three birthdays in 4 days. And then I've got another nephew, Steven's youngest son's birthday is August the 10th. So there's, you know, four birthdays in the month of August. But the biggest thing is, like I said, there's three of them within 4 days right there, man. And it's just wow. Like, good grief, man. It's kind of cool, though, because then you can, like, multitask and have all the birthdays all at once. And you're like, woo, happy birthday. Here's your card. You know, or whatever. And just be done with it.
Like, yeah, that's the good thing when they are like that.
Oh, yeah.
When people can't get together and celebrate together, it's a pain.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly have to. Especially when you're doing like little kids' parties. Those are the worst.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I agree. Little kids' parties, they're fun to an extent, and then they just turn into a headache afterwards. Tweets yeah. Like, oh my God, can I just find a quiet place? Because there's no place quiet at all. Just constant, like, running around with their heads cut off and stuff.
Yeah, that thing I brought up about Steve being the filter. Did you see the headline, the article?
I did see the headline for that.
It said Act 1 of Star Wars Episode 9 has been leaked.
Yeah.
And is this what the fans are wanting? And I'm like, come on, because we had just talked last week. It was like, what's your stopping point? What will you not do? And, you know, I'd asked you and Steven a long time ago, if J.J. Abrams had laid the script in front of you, would you read it? And Steven's like, heck yeah, I'd read it. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'd want to read it or not.
Yeah, that's kind of the same here. I'm not really sure. Didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, that's okay. But, you know, Act 1 being, I mean, there's just basically, it's not like the script's been leaked. It's just like a couple of, some pictures have been released that they're thinking is just going to be like the opening to the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I know you asked me also, and like, I'm kind of like you. I don't know if I don't really want to read it. I might take a peek at it though, you know, just a quick little peek.
Yeah.
Just so that way I can be like, what's that there? You know, I don't know if I'd want to read the entirety of the script. Maybe, like I said, maybe a page or two or something like that. Just to get a little glimpse at it. But yeah, Steve said that wasn't too bad, that there wasn't anything like super spoilerific. And then it was still like what? Like he said basically just like expectations though, wasn't it? Or whatever.
Basically it's that. It's like even people are already complaining.
Yeah.
They're complaining over something they don't know anything about. People, we've been talking about people a lot, and they're just so annoying.
Right?
There's a Comics Gate thing going on where people just need to get over themselves. Just really, really do.
There's a what going on right now?
I can't really explain it. It's called Comics Gate, and it kind of revolves around some creators that have been announced for some books. And I've heard about a couple other podcasts, seen some comments by creators themselves. It's like, we've talked about how nasty people are to just like, okay, somebody's announced to be playing Batwoman, or somebody's announced they're going to be playing a big role in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And people, I don't like this for whatever reason, you know, and they just feel like they can go and attack these people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this lady, she's a writer, she's a poet. She got given a book. I can't remember the name of the comic book she's going to start writing. Sounds really interesting. And automatically, because, well, I don't know who she is. What right gives you to let her be a comic book? And it's just this whole campaign to, we're going to make comics great again. You know. No. You know what? You don't have to read that comic. If it's not something you want, if the artist or creator is not writing what you want, that's fine. There's plenty for you to read. You know, there's like hundreds and hundreds of books coming out all the time. You don't have to have everything catered just to you.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, it's like if you haven't heard of the author, then Google them and then go find some stuff that they have written and see what you think about their writing style. Because just because you read a book by them, it's kind of like what I did with whenever I found, like, you know, whenever J.J. Abrams was announced that he was going to direct The Force Awakens. I'd never really seen, I hadn't really seen much of anything directed by J.J. Abrams at that point in time. So that's what I did. I searched, you know, when did it IMDb search on J.J. Abrams to see what all he had done, because I think at the time all I had seen is Super 8. But I knew of his reputation and all like that. So I went, you know, IMDb searched him and then found some stuff that he'd done. And then of course watched it. And most of the stuff I loved, I was like, oh wow. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. And you know, of course I'd seen the first Star Trek movie, the reboot of Star Trek by that point in time. And you know, the joke was, I don't know how widespread it was, but the joke that I always heard was that it took a Star Wars fan to make the first good Trek movie. Now, I know that was like total bashing on Star Trek, and I'm sorry, Trek fans, because I do enjoy the Trek. I do. I really love the Next Generation, even though the Next Generation movies weren't that great, especially what was that one, the one with the Borg. I think the last one that they did, that one was pretty bad. I think it's like Final Contact or First Contact or something like that. I don't know. I can't think of what it's called. Some Trekker out there is like pulling their hair out right now going like, what? Oh my God. But, I don't know. Like don't kill somebody because you don't know their body of work just yet. You know, don't slander them just because, like, you never know. They might be a great writer and you might wind up digging everything that they do and consuming even more of it. And so it's just like, kind of go at it. I wish more people would just go at it with, I would just go at it with an open mind, you know, go at it by saying like, well, maybe this is going to be good. And at least try the first book, you know, and if you don't like it, then, you know, don't get it anymore. And then you can voice your opinion.
They're not going to take any, they're not going to do that. I probably oversimplified the whole Comics Gate thing anyhow, because I tried to, I'm just so sick of the negative. I'm so sick of fans.
Oh yeah,
ruining everything. That, you know, I'm really getting kind of sick of. Well, I got sick a while back of Valiant fans.
Oh yeah,
I'm sick of Star Wars fans now.
Yeah.
And just fans in general that like to throw their little hissy fits in public. It kind of makes me not. It's not waning my interest in the things. It's just like, I just don't want to associate or interact with any community of people.
Yeah. You know, it kind of makes you wish want to go back to the day where, you know, being a nerd, I say nerd with air quotes because I've gotten to where I don't like the word nerd anymore. You know, like beforehand, I would always be like, yeah, I'll let my nerd flag fly high. But like, you know, it kind of makes you want to go back into the day to where it wasn't as cool to be, you know, a nerd, and, you know, that pop culture was pop culture still, but like the things that were, you know, highly in the mainstream weren't in the mainstream, like Star Wars and Marvel and comics and things like that. Because, you know, as they get more attention, of course, I'm sure that the industry loves it, because especially Marvel and Lucasfilm, because, you know, they're making, you know, money hand over fist, basically. But, you know, it kind of makes you want to go like, man, I missed the good old days of 2010 where, you know, if I went into look at a store for some Star Wars stuff, then I could find just about anything that I wanted to, because there wasn't a ton of collectors in my area, or I could get like vintage figures for like $15. And that was with the weapons and stuff, you know, and
Yeah.
Or
no, you get the good with the bad. I mean, this whole rise of pop culture toward and the success of like the Marvel films and, you know, I mean, the symbol of it was that show that's ending next season, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Its success ties into this whole cultural shift into where everything that once was kind of a just off to the side part of our culture is now just mainstream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, I
remember, a lot of people hated that show.
Oh, what's that? Big Bang?
Yeah, a lot of people hate that show because they think it plays too much of the stereotypes of what nerd culture is. And I've heard some really vehement attacks against it. But I just enjoyed it because I thought it was funny.
Oh,
I
yeah.
loved some of the couple of characters really good.
Oh, God, yeah. And that was always my thing. I mean, like, the first time I really, like, got into it was, it's, I don't know if I've ever told this story on here before, but it was, Steven and I had gone to, we had gone to Orlando for Celebration, 6 there in Orlando. It was 2012, which was actually just this week, 6 years ago. I was actually shared some photos on our little group chat thing that we have. But, we were back at the hotel and we were kind of like laying down, taking it easy because, you know, a big convention like Celebration will wear you out real quick. And so we were laying back at the hotel. I think we'd ordered pizza and we were kind of flipping around on the TV trying to find something to watch. And we came across The Big Bang Theory, and I'd always heard from a ton of people. And I even think that I'd heard from you even at that point in time saying that it was a really good show. And we came across it. Of course, I think it's like TNT that plays like multiple episodes almost a night. And so we were laying there, you know, he on his bed, me on mine. And, you know, we were like, hey, let's check out The Big Bang Theory. And so that almost became a nightly thing at Celebration. It was like, we'd go to Celebrations all day long and then come home or come back to the hotel and then lay there in the hotel, order pizza to be delivered to the hotel, and then sit there and watch The Big Bang Theory. And it was good times, man. It was definitely like, it's one of those memorable things that you're just like, oh yeah, that was freaking awesome. You know, like it just was great. And yeah, I've heard kind of mixed things about Big Bang also, but I will say that I've heard more good than what I have heard bad. But yeah, a lot of people do kind of look at it as like, it's kind of like the stereotyping just too much. Like, and I get a little bit upset with some of the stereotypings, but the stereotypes that they do on there, I don't really get upset with. The ones that I get upset with are the like ones of like, oh, well, you're a so-and-so fan, so that means that you're like sitting at home, never like touched a female before, and you're living in your mom's basement or whatever. And it's like, yeah, not really, but you know, whatever makes you happy, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Or people that, I mean, like Steven's huge fan for the show, not to speak for him, but I'm going to, because we discuss it privately, you know, just talking and hearing of it, and you know, but to me, it's, I mean, if you follow the show, and I think you said you've only watched like the last episode with Mark Hamill from last season, it's time for it to end. I mean, it's run its course on what it can do.
Oh yeah.
I mean, everybody's got married and they're having kids that, you know, and it's kind of played out.
Yeah. Like, I think the last one that they need to marry off is Raj. If they haven't married, like I said, I haven't seen really like the last like three seasons. I haven't really seen, I was like diehard for it, like going crazy. And then I cut off my cable again at that point in time. And so I didn't have cable and I was going to watch it on like CBS All Access, and like CBS All Access will only post like the current episodes and then they'll take them down after a little while. So, cause they want you to buy the DVDs of them. And it's like, well, crap, come on guys. If I'm paying for your service just for a TV show, then I expect to be able to stream that TV show no matter what season it is. So yeah, CBS All Access got a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth, but you know, it is what it is. So I won't say I boycotted it because of that, but I kind of boycotted it because of that. Like,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is, man. You just roll with it. You take the good with the bad and take them all in there. You have the facts of life.
Oh, okay. Last week I took us on an Italian food tasting expedition.
Oh yeah.
Guess what we made this week? We went to Louisiana.
Oh really?
With our taste buds, we made gumbo, man, a big old pot of gumbo from scratch.
Really? How was it?
So good. Awesome. Wife did it.
Did you get you some crawdads to throw in there?
Didn't do that. We got the little Gulf shrimp and some Cajun sausage, and you start with the roux and through, you know, all the different vegetables, celery and bell pepper and onion and
okra
in there. And, you know, it all just kind of cooks down to nothing.
Yeah.
Where there's this awesome goodness. And really, really, really good.
That's awesome, man. I was going to ask you, did y'all ever try the breakfast pizza I was telling you about?
Haven't got around to it yet.
What?
Still on my to-do list.
You're fired.
We eat weird around here anyhow. It's not like we have a consistent, but it's definitely on my to-do list.
Okay. Yeah. I thought whatever you said that you eat weird around there, I thought you meant like y'all sit at the table, like standing on your head or something like that. Like,
no,
this is what we're going
to
do.
We don't have a set time to eat. We don't all eat together. It's like my wife and oldest daughter, they're really like, they just won't eat if they're just not hungry.
Yeah.
Like they'll go all day without eating. And I'm like, oh no, I need to eat. I'm going to eat something for lunch. I'll have something in the morning usually.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No, I feel you. Like I'll have like a big breakfast. And if I have a big breakfast, I usually won't eat lunch at all just because it's like, I've had a big breakfast. And so I don't feel like I don't need the sustenance that lunch is supposed to offer because I'm still full from freaking breakfast. And that's what breakfast pizza does for you.
Yeah. I gotta get that done. Yeah. Big breakfast, light lunch. And then you're supposed to eat like a king in the morning, then eat like a prince for in the midday, and then eat it like a pauper at night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I like to eat like a king at all settings. I was going to ask you, cause I went and had some nachos yesterday, man. Got me some nachos from Freebirds, which I love Freebirds. Freebirds is a burrito place. Well, I like Chipotle, but if you ask me, it's a lot better than Chipotle. But I was going to ask you. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I love Freebirds. I don't know. Have you ever been there before?
I've eaten there once.
Okay. Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of chicken. And, they have a seasoned chicken there that's hard to beat, man. Like it's not like a fajita seasoned or anything like that, but it's pretty stinking good, man. I don't know what they season it with, but it's pretty right on, dude. Like it's pretty good. But anyways, I was going to ask you about nachos, man. Like whenever Michael orders nachos, how does Michael order his nachos? And how does he expect the nachos to be put together?
Oh man, that's a tough question.
Yeah, like
you mean like a classic nacho, like the original kind where they.
I was just gonna say whatever you want to throw on there, man. Like me, man. Like I'm pretty basic. Like of course, like you start with your bed of chips, then some queso, and I like. Not just queso, but I also like some shredded cheese on there as well. And then maybe throw some like Spanish rice, some like black beans and some sort of like protein, like some freaking chicken meat or even ground beef or something like that. And maybe some sour cream. And of course you got to get your hot sauce on there or salsa. Sorry, but hot sauce. And then, you know, whatever after that. But like whenever you're doing your nachos, how are you putting it on there? And like what ingredients are you using? Because I kind of I'll let you go and then I'll explain what I'm getting at here in just a second.
Okay. My favorite nachos that just going out to a restaurant and I'm getting them. The place I'm going to get them at, if I have a choice, is this little nearby town, and they do it with the, they don't do the queso. It's the shredded cheese on it, and it's melted.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Okay. With It's kind of like a it's like a refried beans, but it's got kind of a heavy chili flavor with all the other seasonings, like a kind of the salsa there on top as well. And you know, all the good sour cream. I don't know if you'd care for that. It's in there. All the goodness is right there. And they, and on top of that, you have your choice of, and I'm a big chicken fan like you.
Yeah.
You have the, they're really, really good chicken on there. At home, I'm pretty simple. I'll do it myself with like, again, shredded cheese. I'll add like chili powder and maybe jalapenos, and that's it.
I can dig it. Yeah. Yeah. I got to have jalapenos on there because I keep calling jalapenos. To me, that's vegetable candy. Like, that's all that there is to it. Like, I love myself some jalapenos. And if I'm going to eat some sort of Mexican food or whatever, it's going to have a jalapeno or two on it just because, you know, that's how I roll. But, you know, I'm kind of like right there with you. Like, whenever I do my nachos, it's the bed of chips. And then you get your, like, rice, beans, whatever, like I said, whatever you want to throw on there. Because to me, there's no wrong ingredient to throw on a nachos. Like, you know, yeah. that's what I like to try to explain to people. Like, Mexican food isn't about like the quality of the product that you're putting on there. It's how it's seasoned and how it's cooked, right? Like a burrito, like a lot of the cuts, like fajitas, like for the longest, like the skirt steak was like super cheap. And now it's like expensive and stupid expensive to get because everybody found out that, oh, well, everybody's using a skirt steak to make fajitas out of because it's the way that you cut it that makes it not as tough. And it's, you know, it's a lot of connective tissue in there. So it's not about the ingredients that you're putting on there. It's how it's cooked, how it's seasoned. But I went yesterday and got some nachos and like, you know, they did the bed of chips and then they took the rice and they put it right in the middle, and then they took the cheese and put it right in the middle, and they put the beans and they put it right in the middle, and then the sour cream all right in the middle. And so there's like a bunch of bare naked chips all around it, and then this big pile of toppings like right there. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, making your nachos, sir. I was like, but everything's all in one spot. Look at all the bare chips she got around there, man. And she's
basically, you got a dip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I mean, it was still good, and I wound up like getting a spoon and fork and just kind of crushing everything up and like swirling it all around and stuff like that, which turned out pretty awesome. But it's like, man, like you got to spread that out. You know, it's not a all pile it all in one spot and then kind of go from there.
My wife and I went to, there's a place in Fort Worth, it's a famous Mexican restaurant.
Joe T. Garcia's?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we'd never been there. And that's an interesting place because really there's like two, three things, no menu for one.
Yeah, well, it's like enchiladas and fajitas or something like that, right?
That's pretty much that's it, yeah. And, you know, we got nachos with our meal, but the nachos, have you been there? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never been there before. I've seen it.
Okay, man. The nacho is this. It's a whole tortilla cooked crisp,
yeah,
with cheese melted on it,
okay,
all over it,
yeah,
and a single layer of it.
And a what now?
A single jalapeno, sliced jalapeno,
really,
in the middle of it. And something that they do, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but you love jalapenos, like you just said.
Oh yeah,
the whole thing is coated in the juice from the jalapeno jar.
Really. Yeah.
It's really interesting in flavors. I'm like, what the heck is this? This is a nacho that I ate and I ate my wife's.
Cause I was like, dude, like, see, that's good enough for me right there. Like I said, like, it's not about the ingredients. It's the seasoning on it, man. And that sounded,
yeah.
I was like, dude, a whole tortilla. And then you just throw some, yeah. See, whenever I was a kid, we used to make nachos all the time, and you just take some, and we always use the old, tortilla chips, man, because like you take
Napoleon Dynamite.
What's that now?
Napoleon Dynamite nachos, yeah. Or kits.
I've only seen that movie once. I need to go back and watch it at some point in time again.
You got to.
Yeah. Because like we would always just take the tortilla chips, throw them on a pan and sprinkle a little bit of cheese on each one of them and like maybe a piece of chicken or like a jalapeno, like what you said, put a piece of a jalapeno on it, throw it in the oven, bake it up till the cheese is melted and then pull it out. And like, you know, we'd always use the stale, tortilla chips. Because that's what you did with the tortilla chips after they got a little bit stale, after they've been open for a little bit. Because you heat them back up, and once you heat them back up, they crisp them up again. At least they'll be crispy for that setting, and then there you go, dude. You get yourself some pretty right-on nachos. Right-on nachos.
Well, you know how nachos originated, right?
Yeah, it was like in El Paso or something like that, right?
Somewhere down there, and like the restaurant, they already kind of shut the kitchen down, and some tourists or something showed up.
That was a wives of army wives or whatever. They were like,
yes,
yeah,
yes. And they wanted something. So the guy just had some tortillas. He had some cheese and some jalapenos. And that's how the nacho was invented. And it became a huge hit and kind of spread. And that makes sense army wives, because they would have carried the idea with them elsewhere when they left.
Oh yeah. And do you know how the nacho got its name?
His name was Nacho, wasn't it?
Ignacio? Yeah, his name was Ignacio. And so they started, because for people that don't know, Ignacio, the short for Ignacio, is Nacho. And it's kind of like Jesus is Chewy. I don't know how they get Chewy out of Jesus. But anyways, Ignacio is Nacho. So that's why they're called Nachos, is the guy that originated them. His name was Ignacio, and they called him Nacho. So there you go.
Yeah.
Little bit of useless information from 2BT for you. We like to teach.
It's not useless to me.
Right.
I love stuff like that. I love those little random things.
Oh, yeah. It's like the margarita, I think, was invented in like Houston or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. 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 I'm not 100% sure on that one, but I do know that it was like somewhere in that area, like, and I don't know what caused it or anything like that. But, you know, we all know that the cocktail came from like the days of Prohibition and they were making the bathtub gin and it being so potent and horrible tasting that they just started mixing it with juices and things like that to cut the taste of the alcohol. So it could have been something like that. Maybe somebody was, you know, brewing their own tequila and was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Squirt some lime juice in that thing.
That's an interesting research subject for us, Dave, for next. We'll come back with an answer for our next history segment, food history with Dave and Michael.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. So I had some, I had an interesting week, man. I had a really cool week. I forgot to mention it on last week's episode, but I took a week ago Monday. So I guess it's two weeks ago off to, order the Hasbro SDCC stuff. Their San Diego Comic Con exclusives went on sale on, I guess it was August the 3rd or August the 13th, I think is what it was. It was a Monday. Let's just put it that way. It was a Monday. Yeah. But I was able to get the Han Minok hunt. And that came in this past week on Tuesday. That came in. And then not only that, I've sent y'all a picture of something that I ordered just kind of like on a whim because it was so cheap. It was under $10. So I was like, this is going to be kind of neat. If it's anywhere near what the picture looked like on Amazon, I'm going to be super happy, especially with on how cheap it was. Cause it was, like I said, it was like $8.95, I think, like total.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it when you sent that. I went and looked, and a lot of people apparently are selling this thing. Some of them were like $15-$20. There's even another one for $4.95, and that's prime. So you could order, and I don't know how good this version is compared to what you got, but it was lovely.
Oh yeah.
And I want one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't buy one just yet because I was thinking about getting you and Steven one just for grins, just because like I said, they're like stupid cheap. So I was like, all right, yeah, we kind of all need some. But anyways, and like I said, it was total like impulse buy because I was shopping and I think I wasn't even shopping. I think I was on like, I might have pulled up the Amazon app looking for something else. And like, of course, Amazon knows that I search for Star Wars on there all the time. And it was like, hey, have you seen this? And it was the Solo dice. Then I'm talking about the dice that you see. It's in the original trilogy. It's hanging from, I don't know, whatever in the Millennium Falcon. You can barely see them, but you know, they are very prominent in The Last Jedi. And then they're also very prominent in Solo. And, I saw that and I was like, man, that is really cool. And it was like $8 and something. And so like after taxes and everything, it was like $8.95. And they are beautiful, man. Like they're actually have a little bit of heft to them. They have a little bit of weight to them. The dice are great. The only bad thing I've got to say about it is the chain feels a little bit weak.
Oh, okay.
And the chain is a little bit short because I get a little bit scared because they sit there and swing around all over the place. Cause I've already got them hanging from my rearview mirror, of course, because I mean, why not? I'm going to be solo. I've got to have it hanging from my rearview mirror for luck.
Yeah.
And so, I've got them hanging from my rearview mirror. And so I actually took it and wrapped it around the stem of the rearview mirror that's going to the windshield or whatever. And, it's a little bit short because they're barely just hanging below the rearview mirror now, but it's, they're great, man. They're awesome. They're, I'll look up, let me look up real quick and see if I can't find the name of the seller that I
bet you could go to a thrift shop and get an old and switch it out.
See, that's kind of what I was thinking of, like some sort of like chain, just maybe something with a little bit more heft. Or whatever. And then I know I'm sure I could switch it out. I just need to find a way of switching it out because it's really cool, man. Like I said, I think it might be from, maybe originally done in China, because it's Ming, M-I-N-G-K-U-O. Han Solo Lucky Dice Prop.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Made in China.
Yeah. But it was a prime item. So I ordered
free
it.
Free shipping.
Yeah. I ordered it on Sunday and actually got it on Wednesday. But awesome. It was a prime item. So it was, you know, 2 days to get to me. It's not like I ordered it and had to wait 6 weeks for it to show up, which I've had to do for certain things that I've ordered from, you know, China and Tokyo or Japan or whatever. Things like that, they tend to take a little bit of time to get here from there, it seems like. But
you got that, and you got your solo figure, which the packaging on it was impeccable.
Man, and I tweeted about it on Tuesday because I don't tweet a lot. I need to learn how to use Twitter at some point in time and actually like use it, but it's beautiful, man. Like it's there's been a couple of times where I've been really happy with Hasbro's packaging before, and they completely, totally knocked it out of the park on this one. Like the others I was happy with. This one I'm like ecstatic on because like the other two I'll tell you right now that I've been happy with was the SDCC Boba Fett and Han and Carbonite set. And the other one might be a surprise to some people, but the Obi-Wan Kenobi SDCC set that came with the little Princess Leia on the table and you press it and, you know, it does the monologue and stuff. But this one, it's just great. Like it's, you know, the classic Black Series packaging. So everything's black and kind of shades of gray or whatever. And it has the Millennium Falcon actually printed on the box and it's on all. Like, you flip it over to one side and it's still on that side. You flip it over to the other side and it's got the side with the cockpit on it. You flip it over to the front and it's got the forks. And on the rear side of the package, it has an image of Han Solo with his breath masks on, or air mask, whatever you want to call it, from whenever they were, you know, inside the space slug, or I guess it's technically called Exogorath or Exogorth. Exogorth is what it is because it's a Han Solo Exogorth escape. And the package has this really neat little band, almost kind of like belt, with a Star Wars badge on one side and a Rebel Alliance badge on the other. But that's not the coolest part about it. The coolest part about it is like you actually like take the box, and if you take both hands and you pull the box, it pulls apart and it separates in the middle. Now that's cool, but it's also spring-loaded. Or not spring loaded. I guess it's more like a rubber band that it's doing it, but it's got this rubber band in it that like, if you let go of it, it's going to start sliding back to close. So it's super neat, man. Like just things like that really like get me like excited, and it's totally ridiculous, but it's also like a instant protector for the window box. So that way the window box the window on the box doesn't get all sorts of scratched up, and it's hard to see the figure and stuff. And of course, as you open it up, then you have Han Solo standing there. Looks like he's coming down the boarding ramp for the Falcon, and a Minock hanging down upside down. So it's just great all around. Whoever thought of it, good job, Hasbro. You knocked it out of the park. And you guys heard on an you guys heard on an episode a couple of weeks ago where I had ordered a Hasbro convention, HasCon, I think is what they called it, HasCon Rex. And whenever I got it from Hasbro, the box was just mangled. I mean, it was just absolutely mangled. Like, looks like somebody put it in the box, like took it and threw it on the ground and jumped on it a couple of times before they put it in the actual box. And then, like, FedEx took that box and ran it over with the forklift a couple of times. I mean, granted, the figure was, you know, okay and wasn't torn up. But it looks like FedEx ran it over with the forklift a couple of times before they threw it on the plane and then flew it down here or whatever. This one came in very, very, very good condition. It's got a few dings like I would expect because it did get shipped, but it came excellent. So again, I say good job, Hasbro.
Well done.
My hat's off to you.
Well done.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. It put a smile on my face when I realized, because you made me guess what it was, and I guessed incorrectly, and then it hit me, and I got it right. I've seen a little gif, I'm sorry, people, of Han Solo kind of moving his hands around, then I did another one of dice rolling.
Oh, yeah.
I got it right. What other, I guess you'd call it, I mean, you've got all kinds of Star Wars stuff in that room. I'm looking at it right now on the screen here.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that is really cool.
Oh yeah,
the dice, right? And you've got the grapple made by your buddy. What other accessory from that? The Star Wars movies. I've got an idea of something I love. Movie that you love or franchise. Is there anything you'd really like to have? Just to, like you said, just have it sitting on your by your table, by your chair, or in your truck, or whatever.
Can you repeat that? Go back like 5 seconds and repeat that. I kind of lost you there for a second. You were getting all sorts of pixelated or digitized there for a second, and I lost a little bit of
you. Oh, yeah. You might need to turn off your camera.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was still up.
Yeah, I've been watching your smiling face this entire time. Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
I totally didn't. Yours was off, so I didn't think mine was still up. Good thing I wasn't doing anything weird in here, like being like, "Ooh, look at me, Michael."
No, my question is, the dice are a really cool thing to have. I mean, you've got lots of cool things Star Wars related, but that one seems really special to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like to the point that, yeah, I'd like to have that. Is there anything else from Star Wars or any other property that you love, TV show or movie franchise or whatever, have like an accessory of? Like, okay, I'll give you an example of something I would love to have. I'd love to have a bullwhip.
Oh, dude.
Like Indiana Jones.
You totally just took my answer, man. Like I was about to say.
I'm not bad.
No, you're good. You're good. Because my other answer was going to be the Indiana Jones fedora or leather jacket. Or maybe even a satchel. You know what would be really cool?
Satchel. See, I want the whole outfit.
Yeah, the whole outfit would be cool.
You know, a lot of people go to the cons dressed like, I mean, the one I saw you at, I was at a convention with you in Dallas Fan Days in Dallas with you. And there were like 15 guys dressed like Indiana Jones. And I'm like, some people would say that's kind of weird. I thought that's so awesome.
Right, dude? You could totally, dude, you should do an indie. You should do an indie costume because I think you'd make a pretty freaking good indie, man. Like, we should totally make that happen. But, here's some ones that I would like. Of course, Indiana Jones, I wouldn't mind having the golden head, the golden idol from, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or maybe the Holy Grail from the Last Crusade. Trying to think of some other stuff. Maybe, of course, any blaster from Star Wars. And that's the one thing I don't have. I don't have any of the blasters. I don't have any of the guns. I'm sitting here and I'm staring at 4 lightsabers right now, but I don't have any blasters from Star Wars.
You need to fix that.
I do, man. I do need to fix that. Oh, I'm trying to think of another movie franchise that I really dig. Maybe a sword from like, Lord of the Rings or Hobbit or something like that, or even, you know, a helm or something like that. That would be really cool. An axe from like the Vikings or whatever, you know, things like that. Those would be great. Just really cool props to have, man. I don't know. What about you? Yeah. What is something besides indie or Star Wars? Something because like we were both
similar.
Yeah.
Which is swords, a sword from like the Lord of the Rings movies, or maybe like a chain with like the an actual replica of the One Ring.
Oh, and yeah. And
it would be cool if they could have the wording on. I'm sure that this is out there available. So if anybody wants to send us something, feel free to contact us on Twitter and hit us up, and we'll accept any gift.
Right. This show at 2B or 2BT show. That's the number 2BT show at Gmail. So
that would be, or at Twitter. The ring would be cool. Already said Indiana Jones from like Star Wars. It's going to be the dice or, jeez. I want a full-sized TIE fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in my front yard. Outside.
Right.
That's what I want. Yeah. I want the entrance to my house to be the Doctor Who TARDIS, and I want out parked next to my carport garage, I want a full life-size TIE fighter sitting right there.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I'll tell you about the my story from this last celebration of walking by the, cause they have like a life-size TIE fighter there in the building. And I think it's done by the Dutch garrison. And I might have told you this before. I might have mentioned it on here before. I can't remember. But anyways, it's like the first day of celebration, this last celebration in Orlando in 2017. And I'd taken my friend with me and, we were walking through. And of course, I'm looking over at this giant TIE fighter that they've got there. And I'd seen the thing. The other four celebrations I've been to before. But of course I'm sitting there looking at it just because it's like way sneaking cool. And I'm sitting there staring at that. And I look over at the stage. And as I look over at the stage, George Lucas walks out. And of course the crowd starts going crazy, just like screaming and yelling. And I was like, oh my God, that's George Lucas. And as soon as he gets done walking out, Harrison Ford walks out, and I was like, oh my God, that's Harrison Ford. So I grabbed my friend by the back of the neck, and I was like, come on, just like drug her like through this massive crowd of people that was hogging the stage at that point in time. Because I mean, there was already a lot of people around that, but of course, like as soon as those two walked out, it was like pandemonium. Like everybody just rushed the stage at that point. And so of course I'd sit there and screamed, and I will actually do it this time, because I know in the few times past that said I would actually post a picture on Twitter. I will actually post a picture on Twitter of A, the dice, and of B, Harrison Ford, staring at me, because I was just screaming at the top of my lungs like a little girl, just about going, Harrison! Like it's not my most proudest moment, but it is kind of my proudest moment.
Like my wife's got a cool picture. You know, you go to those rooms where you get the autographs, and you know, my wife and I took our oldest daughter and her friend to see the Weasley brothers from Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, in the same room, there was one of the doctors was on the end. The Weasleys were there, a couple other people, and then Elijah Wood was there.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, you're not supposed to take pictures.
No, you're supposed to pay for those pictures.
But my wife has her phone being sneaky, and she's got this awesome picture of Elijah Wood looking at her with this really, like, smile on his face. It's like, I know what you're doing. He's so cool. He wasn't going to do anything. He didn't do anything about it. Like, hey, this person. So he just gave her a smile, and, like, yeah.
At least he wasn't giving her the stink eye.
No, he's too nice. I think from a lot of, he's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
I don't think much bothers him.
No, so what's crazy, man, is like back in the day when I first started going to conventions, that was like no big deal. Like you could walk up to the line and, you know, you'd walk up and get your picture or whatever, you know, whatever you're getting autographed. And then after you got done that autographed, you could be like, hey, can I get a picture real quick? And then they would take a picture with you right then and there, like real fast. You know, they'd be standing up, or they'd, you know, just stay seated down, and you'd squat down and do like a little selfie with them real fast. Just, and it didn't cost you anything extra. Now you know, this other company found out like, oh, hey, we can start charging people for photos with these actors and things like that and make a ton of money. And so, yeah, that kind of threw that all out the door of being able to like get that one real quick moment of like, hey, look at who I met, instead of just getting the autograph. So still love it. Still awesome. And you know me, I autograph hunt still today. Like I'll probably will take, my poster that I've got hanging in the living room to Celebration with me in Chicago, because I'm sure that they will have at least one guest there that I'll want to get an autograph from. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Are you scared carrying that, traveling with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And I get it insured every time I travel with it, you know, because, you know, sometimes I've had to ship it back home. And, the one time I went to, it was whenever Steven and I had gone to Orlando. I took it and, we traveled. And, we traveled because it was in Orlando, but as we were coming back home, I'd gotten this really cool, and you've seen the poster tube. It's Acme Archives, a poster tube, but it's shaped like a lightsaber. It's really cool. It like extends out even further. So that way, you know, doesn't matter what size of poster that you're carrying. It's got a nice little cap on it and sling for you to carry it with. And it's great. And I'd bought that, and I was carrying my poster around with that, but I didn't have any way of getting it home. So I had to FedEx it. And so FedEx it was quite pricey, because not only like is it a long thing, kind of odd shape, so it was in an odd box, like, so that was kind of expensive. But then also the insurance on it was quite pricey as well, and I think it's like $176 is what it cost me to ship that home. Yeah, because part, like I said, the biggest part of that was insurance, because it was like, I think it's like a dollar for like every 100 or something like that or whatever. So I guesstimated. I don't have any idea what it's worth.
No, and it's kind of almost one of those things that's almost, I'm sure if you were to auction it, there is a price, but it's, you can't replace that.
No, I can't replace it at all, because, you know, one of my prize possessions on it is the autograph of Carrie Fisher, and it's on that poster. So it's like, you can't get another poster signed by her. I do have another autograph of her that's on an 8x10, but you know, it's not on that poster. So it's, to me, it's irreplaceable. You know, the price on that, you know, I myself value it more than what I could actually sell it for, just because, you know, it's
well, it's worth spending the $175 for the proper,
oh yeah,
you know, shipping,
oh or yeah,
something like that,
just for a little bit of peace of mind. And then there's the whole point of like kind of freaking out whenever it gets delivered, because it's sitting on your front porch waiting on you to pick it up. And it's like, oh my god, like what am I gonna do? Actually, I got
two movie recommendations, if you haven't watched them, involving Elijah Wood.
Okay.
And it's not Lord of the Rings, because I know everybody in the world's seen that.
Oh yeah,
you haven't. Shame on you. One is a show. Have you seen a movie he was in called Cooties?
I have not. I've been wanting to see that.
Cooties.
Yeah,
you gotta watch it. It's a kind of a horror movie.
Okay,
but you will find yourself laughing at some of the most inappropriate things ever. Because, and I don't want to say a lot about it. He works at a school. Yeah. Let's just say that a zombie virus breaks out and turns every kid that's in like junior high, elementary, into zombies that want to eat your brains.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of go from there, what kind of inappropriate things you'll find yourself laughing at, because, hey, I'm not going to let some 12-year-old kill me. So what are you going to do? That movie, got to watch that. And then another movie that came out recently, I think it was on Netflix, I don't know if it still is I Don't Feel at Home in the World Anymore.
Okay. I haven't seen that one, but I think I haven't seen that one, but I think you've told me about it before, and I still keep meaning to watch it. That might be on the list to watch tonight.
Yeah. Add it to your list. They're both great. Elijah Wood's great in both of them. He plays a very different kind of character in actually the name is I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
Okay. Okay.
He befriends this lady who's like at the end of her rope and just is about to snap, and they go on an adventure together, and it's pretty awesome. let's just say.
Yeah.
He's got a rat tail.
Just say that. Awesome.
He's rocking the rat tail and a Slayer t-shirt or something like that. Yeah, he's awesome.
Heck yeah. Okay, I've got one suggestion. And if you haven't seen it, then you need to watch it. It might not be
okay.
Well, I can't remember what TV show or not TV show. I can't remember what station it aired on, but it was actually on cable. But it's still a little bit questionable content on it, so you might not want to watch it with little kids. But Wilfred,
Wilfred.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I think I have.
If you haven't, you need to because it's freaking hilarious and sad.
Yeah,
is
that the one with the dog?
Yeah, the one with the dog. It's a very dark comedy, but it's great.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
But I think that's gonna wrap it up for us, man. It's starting to get a little bit late, and I need to start making my way to getting stuff ready for work tomorrow. And we're right at an hour, so. I don't know. Yeah, we did do an intro. I was kind of wondering. I was like, did we ever do an intro? I think we did. But yeah, we did. I think it was about like 10 minutes in or something like that. Again, I need to set my Death Star alarm back here at some point in time. So that way, at least I can see that and be like, oh yeah, you need to do an intro, man. But yeah, like we were saying earlier, if you want to get in touch with us, go by the Gmail, and that's 2btshow@gmail.com. That's 2btshow@gmail.com. Of course, that's the number 2. Same thing with Twitter. It's just 2btshow. That's the number 2btshow. Go by almostnerdy.com/audible. Sign up for Audible. Get you 2 free books. You won't be disappointed. Man, like I can't stress how much people would love Audible if you just give it a go. You just give it a go. You're going to be excited with it. You're going to be happy with it. But while you're at almost nerdy Legion, good grief. Almost Nerdy is an old website I used to work for. So sorry about that. So let's try that again. That's www.nerdylegion.com/audible, not almost nerdy.
Yes.
I don't even think the Almost Nerdy website's even around anymore. But yeah, nerdylegion.com/audible. But while you're there at Nerdy Legion, go by and check out all the other podcasts. Missouri Swag, is that what it's called? Crap. I'm blanking on the new show that they added.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Missouri Swag. Oh,
Swagger. Yeah.
Missouri Swagger. Comic Talk Today. There's tons of them, man. Go by. Just give them a chance. There's going to be something that you're going to be interested in there. I can guarantee it. And not only that, you're going to be interested, but you're also going to find them very entertaining. So give them a check out. Go by and give them a download. If you're feeling generous, go by iTunes or wherever you get our podcast from and rate us, leave us a review. Please, please, please make them good though, because we're nice people. Don't be mean.
Yeah.
But
more importantly, just tell a friend.
Yeah. Tell a friend. Like, grow the show or something like that. You know, like we do this because we love it. And if you enjoy listening to us, you know, maybe somebody else might also. So, but anyways, I think with all that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
2BT signing out.
Adios.
Vaya con Diaz.
I don't say goodbye. I say may the force be with you.
Awesome. Later, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, heck yeah. I'll just rub it all over my lips.
Use your mind. You don't use your body. Where did we go with this?
I don't know, but... Exactly. That's 2BT style as we go off the rails all the blasting time.
I don't know if I should say that.
Nope. No. Yeah, you know.
That's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, right. These views are not shared by the 2BT.
Good Lord. What? What made me this way? It is hot. It is hot. So... Oh.
like me. It is hot. Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks. Good God.
Oh. Something went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a nigga chicken there. Oh, yeah. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
I mean, well, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. But that's, man, whatever. I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
Dude, I like...
I don't read too well.
I don't know my words.
I just like looking at the funny ones.
Right. Do you know your words?
I don't know mine.
Get that whole alphabet thing confused. Right. Oh,
just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh, my.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening, but it's not. Oh, my God.
You gotta play to win, man.
I wanna make love to you, woman. I wanna lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it moan and perspire.
She's like, I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp, burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know if like the...
Yeah, it's glorious. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting. Be like, oh, well, you know, my feet are better than your feet.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Yeah. Dude. Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Okay.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. How dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
This, by the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a tough. Show what tough is.
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. But don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
Ujaba of the heebie-jeebies. Face down in a gutter. Don't want to admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all. Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi, Run DMC.
Han, Luke, and Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine. Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. Go.
Dang it.
Yeah.
But like crap. I'm just like stuttering and rambling there. Beans, a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No, you don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah,
you get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.